At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, and welcome to this new show called Ayurveda, The Science of Life, on UK Health Radio. My name is Dr. Oscar Adukon. I'm working as an Ayurvedic practitioner in Belfast, Northern Ireland, following a career working as a GP, family doctor, throughout the UK and Ireland. In this show, I will introduce the listener to the ancient system of medicine known as Ayurveda, which is still in use today and growing in popularity worldwide. I will explain the origins and principles of Ayurveda and give clear, simple, understandable explanations for how it can work in our modern lives. I will discuss how Ayurveda can connect us to our own nature, as well as the wider world of nature around us. We are all part of nature and need to restore these connections in our daily lives. I will interview like-minded therapists and health experts to discuss their approach to health and wellness and how it connects with Ayurveda. This show aims to reflect the growing move away from the narrow confines of conventional medicine to a deeper, more holistic and personalized view of health and wellness. Ayurveda is a nature-based system which uses food, simple herbal remedies, daily practices, and herbal-based medications to achieve balance of body and mind. So much of the root cause of illness today are caused by our digestion and lifestyle. Ayurveda teaches us that everything we do in our lives has an effect upon our well-being and health. On this show, I hope to teach you and show you how learning about Ayurveda will benefit you and your health now and into the future. In this particular episode, I will cover the topic of menopause, particularly the Ayurvedic management of menopause. Now, Ayurveda has a very interesting perspective on the menopause as distinct from conventional medicine, which I will get to later. So briefly, what I will cover in this episode is what exactly is menopause and how it differs from woman to woman in terms of the severity and often the timing of when it happened in their life. I will discuss the Ayurvedic approach to menopause and how it differs from the conventional, mainly HRT, replacement therapy-led approach of conventional medicine. I will discuss how the symptoms of menopause are explained through dosha imbalances, which are present in time of menopause, and also changes which occur in a woman's digestion. I'll discuss the diet and the lifestyle advice and tips that you can use for the different imbalances that are seen in menopause. I will also discuss some general Ayurvedic lifestyle advice for managing the menopause, which apply to all patients. And I will run through a list of examples of herbs which have been used to help women with menopausal symptoms in Ayurveda. Now, Ayurveda has a different approach to treating a menopause than conventional medicine. Ayurvedic treatment for menopause provides a natural approach to this significant phase in a woman's life. As we know, throughout a woman's life, she experiences key milestones in her reproductive life. The start of her periods, which occur in early teens, the menstrual phase when she has regular periods during her reproductive phase, and then ultimately the menopause when periods stop. And each of these phases has significant challenges that a woman has to negotiate. Menopause can be a especially difficult time of change for women, particularly in our modern world where a woman may hold down a full-time job, have grown-up teenagers and children to manage and deal with, and
partner as well, maybe issues in the relationship occurring at the same time. So it's a very difficult time for her to negotiate the change of menopause and the symptoms that come along with it. In traditional societies, quite often the woman will have completed a family and maybe have grandchildren by the time she ends up going into the menopausal phase of her life, and she gets significant support from her family and her friends around her to enter the stage. So it's viewed in a positive way rather than a negative way, which tends to happen in the Western world. So conventional medicine really can only offer HRT as a treatment for menopausal symptoms, which is when we replace the estrogen and progesterone that drops off during the menopause period. And this may not be a good choice for everyone. Symptoms do return once the HRT is stopped. And there are significant concerns about side effects associated with long-term use of HRT. But studies have shown that patients who incorporate an Ayurvedic approach using herbal medications as well as herbal supplements, lifestyle changes, and exercises such as yoga, breathwork and meditation, these patients experience an improved quality of life and fewer menopausal symptoms compared to women who choose conventional treatments alone. And this research was published in the Journal of Women's Health in 2019. And also there was a large, what's called systematic review of lots of papers published by the Complementary Therapies in Medicine in 2020, which supported the Ayurvedic approach to treating menopause versus the conventional approach. So this show, I would like to show you how Ayurveda can manage menopause symptoms optimally. Firstly, we need to discuss what menopause exactly is. And menopause is when your period stopped, but without any surgical interventions. So the natural end of your reproductive cycle. And it occurs between the ages of the late 40s to the early 50s. And it's divided into three phases: a perimenopausal phase, a menopausal phase, and a postmenopausal phase. Now, the perimenopausal phase is the transition or the period of time leading up to your menopause, which starts in a woman around her 40s, but can sometimes begin a bit earlier. And during this period, the levels of your female hormones of estrogen and progesterone are fluctuating. They're going up and down. And women experience symptoms such as hot flushes, irregular periods, mood swings, and sleep disturbance. Now, the period of menopause itself is defined as the time when a woman hasn't had a period for 12 months in a row. So a period of 1 year without periods, shall we say, is when you enter the menopause phase. This occurs at the average age of 51. And this is when your ovary just stops releasing eggs as the ovaries are switched off over time. And your hormone production of estrogen and progesterone drops off significantly. And as a result of this, the symptoms that women will experience will be hot flushes, night sweats, vaginal dryness, and mood changes. Now, the last phase of the menopause is described as the postmenopause, which is the years that occur after your menopause, when your hormone levels are very low levels altogether, and the symptoms of menopause may gradually disappear. But there are issues with regards to the bone health and moving forward into the later decades, and also some cardiovascular problems that can occur when the estrogen is not being produced anymore. So what causes menopause? Now, menopause is a natural biological process that marks the end of a woman's reproductive years. And if we understand the causes of it, we can better prepare to manage for the transition and the symptoms and problems that occur during it. Here are the key factors that lead to menopause and some of which cause early menopause. First, as explained before, your ovaries go into terminal decline and they stop producing eggs and stop producing estrogen and progesterone, which is associated with bringing on the menopause. Your age is a factor. Clearly, between the ages 45 and 55 is when menopause occurs. But it can occur earlier in some patients. Genetics is also a factor that is responsible for the timing of the menopause. Women experience a similar age of entry of the menopause as their sisters or their mother. And medical procedures such as removal of your ovaries obviously will cause immediate menopause, and some cancer treatments involving chemotherapy or radiotherapy can damage the ovaries and bring on a menopause as well. And in some women, they get premature ovarian failure where the ovaries stop working before the age of 40. Now, lifestyle factors can also have an influence on the menopause, and how severe it is, and the timing of the menopause, and any problems that are associated with it. Smoking, being underweight or overweight are factors that we understand have an influence upon the menopause. So it's important to note, while menopause itself is not a preventable condition, clearly, but many of the symptoms associated with it can be managed through various approaches, including Ayurvedic treatment and diet and lifestyle modifications. So once again, it's one of those situations where we advise and we recommend in Ayurveda that prevention is often the best way, or being prepared, should I say, is the best way to approach this transition phase in a woman's life. So that once you're prepared, once your digestion, your lifestyle, your habits, your routines are optimal, then you can enter the period of menopause and manage it a lot better. So briefly, I'll discuss how Ayurveda looks at menopause and managing the menopause as distinct from conventional medical treatment. So it offers a unique perspective on hormonal balance, differing from the Western medical view, because modern medicine tends to focus on the estrogen deficiency, or the drop in the estrogen and the progesterone, and the main treatment then is replacement therapy, which is replacing these hormones with HRT. However, Ayurveda involves a more holistic, patient-centered life approach. We look beyond the estrogen and the progesterone hormone levels, and view it as more as a natural transition phase of life, which affects your whole body and mind. We also look at your digestive fire during the period of menopause, with an understanding that it may be impaired during this time. And we also look at the dosha balance that's present in this period of menopause. We understand that there can be imbalances affecting the doshas, particularly in the vata and pitta dosha, but also in the kapha dosha, which will be causing some of the symptoms associated with menopause. So as you can see, it is much more a whole patient approach to the problem, rather than specifically looking at the female hormones alone. And by looking at it in this way, it's possible to tailor treatments using diet and lifestyle, and not as well as herbal medication, and not just be looking at trying to replace the estrogen alone as conventional medicine does. So briefly, you can understand the dosha imbalances and the menopausal symptoms. Well, with a vata imbalance, which can occur in during menopause, the symptoms will be associated with dry, rough and itchy skin, joint pains and stiffness in the joints, vaginal dryness, and then irregular sleep patterns and difficulty sleeping, anxiety and nervousness and mood swings. Constipation is also a feature, as well as memory problems and brain fog. With a pitta-related imbalance that can occur in menopause, the symptoms, as you could imagine, are to do with heat, hot flushes, night sweats, excessive sweating, irritability or anger, skin rashes, heartburn, acid reflux, and then heavier periods which occur in the period before the menopause. And there are also some kapha related symptoms associated with weight gain, fluid retention, and depression and lethargy. So I'll come back in the next part of the show and explain how we deal with these symptoms. See you shortly.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So welcome back to the show, Ayurveda, the Science of Life. On this episode today, I'm discussing menopause and how it's treated using an Ayurvedic approach. In the first part of the show, I explained what menopause was, and I explained the differences between the Ayurvedic approach and the conventional medical approach, which involves primarily using HRT. Ayurveda looks at menopause through the digestion and also through imbalances in the doshas. So by using this approach, we can tailor treatment to everybody who suffers from menopausal symptoms. So it's not just a case of having to choose HRT or not. So there's more opportunity to treat patients. And not only that, patients who are on HRT can be treated with an Ayurvedic practitioner as well if there are symptoms that are not fully resolving. So by recognizing that symptoms are related to dosha imbalances, we can develop personalized treatment plans that address the underlying balances themselves, which are unique to each woman's constitution and their current state of health. And by doing so, we can alleviate symptoms, restore balance, and promote long-term well-being during the menopause transition phase, and hopefully for the years and decades to come. So often I look at our menopause as a kind of a wake-up call to women who may not have been paying attention to the health prior to that, so that they can look at their health or re-examine their current state of health from an Ayurvedic perspective and looking at imbalances that may be present in the system and trying to manage those and address those moving forward in the later years. So a diet and lifestyle recommendation for menopause in Ayurveda would be pretty much as follows. As usual, we're looking at dosha imbalance when we tailor our diet and lifestyle advice. And we understand that menopause can exacerbate existing dosha imbalances, and that aligning your food and your daily routine with using Ayurvedic principles can alleviate these symptoms and then promote your overall well-being and health prevent disease. These are some of the recommendations that I would be thinking of prescribing for someone with a Vata imbalance. As explained before, the symptoms of a Vata imbalance would be anxiety, insomnia, joint pain, dry skin, vaginal dryness, irregular sleep patterns, and constipation. So nervous, psychological problems, skin problems, and some bowel problems affecting the colon. Recommendations that we would use for this would be to eat more warm and cooked foods, soups, stews, porridges, rice and lentil dishes, using lots of ghee and oils to help balance Vata's cold and dry nature. Healthy fats are important as well. Like I said before, incorporating ghee into your cooking, olive oil, sesame oil, to nourish the body and to lubricate the tissues. They have a lubricating and a moisture effect on the tissues. And they also help bring the nutrients to the different layers of tissues when you're using healthy fats. Root vegetables are important, such as sweet potatoes and carrots and beets. And these provide a grounding energy for Vata, where the air and the space elements might be in excess. Using spices, warming spices like ginger and cinnamon, cumin and turmeric, which aid digestion and improve your circulation. So by improving circulation, increase the heat quality in the body. Avoid raw and cold and dry foods like salads, crackers, icy drinks, which can aggravate Vata. The cold element, the cold quality will make it worse. Some lifestyle tips for Vata imbalance would be a regular routine, particularly for Vata, with regular meals, regular sleep, and regular activities, timetabled into your day. this can calm Vata's erratic energy, which is a feature of a Vata imbalance. Relaxation practice, such as a gentle yin, kind of slow yoga-based routine, and pranayama or breathing exercises, which would encourage relaxation, calming the mind, meditation to relieve anxiety and promote better sleep. All of these are very helpful. And of course, not to forget self-massage practice. Using oil massage with warm sesame oil, it can calm Vata, and it can help the joints as well, if there's any dryness or cracking of the joints. And remembering to use the massage as well to moisturize the tissue layers. It can help remove toxins from the skin and the muscle and the fat layers if they're lodged there, so to be screening in the lymph system and the gut. Now, if you have a pitta imbalance, which is the fire and water elements and the heat being the predominant factor, you could have symptoms associated with hot flushes, like I described earlier, irritability, easy to anger, excessive sweating, skin rashes and hyperacidity in the gut with reflux and acid related symptoms. The diet recommendations for this would be to take more cooling foods such as cucumber, watermelon, drinks such as coconut water and coriander water, taking more leafy greens like spinach and kale for their bitter qualities and their cooling qualities. The bitter and sweet tastes are the tastes that calm pitta, so foods like cooked apple, pears, melons, sweet fruits essentially, with bitter vegetables like bitter gourd, broccoli, and green leafy vegetables. Dairy is also helpful to balance pitta. We have a cooling action. Milk and ghee and yogurt will pacify excess heat in the system. And grains, such as barley and oats, and especially white rice, is very helpful to have a cooling effect and nourishing action for pitta. Try and avoid spicy foods, any excess oily foods, deep-fried foods, for instance. Sour foods like chilies and tomatoes and vinegar, fermented foods can aggravate heat in the body and just make a pitta imbalance worse. And for lifestyle tips, a helpful thing to remember is to not exercise too strenuously. Gentle exercise like swimming, walking in nature, particularly walking by water, and cooling yoga postures, cooling yoga practices, which don't involve too much strenuous activity. Pranayama and breathing practices, once again, I've explained before, there are specific breath work and breathing practices that involve breathing in through alternate nostrils that has a cooling action on the brain and on your body system, which can reduce the heat in your body and also calm the mind, which can be agitated if there's a pitta imbalance. Mindfulness-based practices, focusing on stress management, techniques like meditation and mindful breathing to prevent irritability and anger, and also in the same group of practices as pranayama and breathwork to help with pitta imbalance. Now, for kapha imbalance, kapha symptoms are not so common during menopause, but can occur with weight gain, lethargy, period attention, depression, feeling of lack of motivation. The recommendations for this type of imbalance in menopause would involve using light and dry foods like salads, grains like millet and quinoa, and legumes such as lentils and chickpeas. These help reduce the heaviness and congestion of a kapha imbalance because they're generally light in their nature. Warming spices are very helpful in kapha imbalance. Ginger, black pepper, mustard seeds, turmeric again have an effect on stimulating digestion and increasing metabolism, or speeding up metabolism, which can help with the weight gain issues that occur in kapha imbalance. Fruits for kapha would be more the light and astringent fruits, such as green apples and pomegranates and berries, but the sweet fruits would be better reduced or avoided altogether. Vegetables are good for kapha. The leafy green vegetables, cabbage and peppers, anything that's light and bitter which can counter the heaviness of kapha and the sweetness of kapha. Avoid heavy foods, oily foods, and sweet foods, such as fried foods, dairy products, and sugar, which are big kapha provokers or make kapha imbalance worse. With lifestyle tips, the advice would be to more vigorous types of exercise with brisk walking, jogging, anything that involves lots of movements, a type of yoga called vinyasa yoga, where there's lots of movements in short periods of time through different routines or different movements, patterns. And this stimulates your metabolism and helps to reduce the weight gain that's associated with kapha imbalance. Breathwork using energetic breathing techniques to stimulate the body are recommended in the kapha imbalance. Now it might be time to have a short break and I return for the last part of the show to discuss some general lifestyle tips for all dosha types which are used in Ayurveda to help with the menopause, and also discuss some herbs and medications that are commonly used for menopausal symptoms in Ayurveda. So I hope you enjoyed the show so far, and I'll see you back shortly after a few minutes break.
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
So welcome back to the third and last part of the show. This show is all about menopause and the Ayurvedic approach to treating menopause. As I've explained in the earlier parts of the show, Ayurveda adopts a more patient-centered and holistic approach to menopause than conventional medicine does. Having worked as a GP for many years, it was really HRT or nothing as the choices of women had for managing menopause symptoms. There really was very little else available. And often women were not happy to take HRT because of all the controversies associated with it. And the fact that symptoms often wouldn't turn after stopping the medication. I admit lots of women did very well on HRT and stayed on it without any problems. But it wasn't a choice that everybody was comfortable with. And it was a difficult situation where you didn't have very much else to offer. Now, in Ayurveda, thankfully, there are so many other ways to approach the symptoms that women suffer from, and so many other ways to manage them. And so it allows you the opportunity to look at your diet and your lifestyle and habits that you can develop to counter the symptoms of menopause. And they also are helpful habits to have anyway, and helpful choices to make so that you can identify imbalances readily in your system to be able to control your health and try and prevent illness yourself, which is always better than waiting for something to happen. I said I would talk about the general lifestyle tips for all dosha types that are used in Ayurveda, and you'll probably be familiar with them because I've mentioned several of them before. Yoga is always a recommended treatment in Ayurveda, as Ayurveda and yoga have grown up over the thousands of years like sister sciences, and they're interlinked very much together. I often think yoga is like the psychological or the mind side of Ayurveda, and Ayurveda is more the physical side of our bodies, but clearly there's an immense amount of overlap between the two. Yoga can be beneficial both from a physical and a psychological point of view, as can Ayurvedic treatments. So a regular practice of yoga asanas, which means essentially postures that you maintain for minutes at a time, can be tailored towards your dosha imbalance. So you can have specific types of practices for specific types of imbalance, and an Ayurvedic practitioner will be able to advise you about this. And these can help relieve the physical and the emotional symptoms of menopause. Meditation as well helps calm the mind and relieve stress. This has been shown in countless studies and research over the last several decades and before this. So developing the practice of yoga and even a short practice of meditation will help with the symptoms associated with menopause, the psychological symptoms associated with menopause, and as well with some of the physical symptoms. Pranayama is a technique I've mentioned several times, and pranayama essentially means breathing exercises. There's a lot of focus these days on breath work and breathing as part of maintaining good optimal health. And Ayurveda have been describing and recommending this for thousands of years. So breathing exercises are key to balancing doshas among your menopause symptoms. Your practice can be tailored with the help of an Ayurvedic practitioner to their specific dosha imbalance. Like I mentioned earlier, cooling types of breathwork for pitta, grounding types of breathwork for vata, and stimulating types of breathwork for kapha. Each of the imbalances that you may suffer from during the menopausal period. Sleep hygiene is extremely important and during menopause because it's just exhaustion and tiredness and sleep problems are a common problem that are reportable. So maintaining a regular sleep schedule and creating a calming bedtime routine are essential. Ways to do this are minimize screen time for a few hours before bed, avoid strenuous exercise, start a practice of journaling or recording your thoughts in the last hour or so before you go to bed, creating an environment where you're likely to improve your chances of having good quality sleep. So making sure the temperature is correct and the pillows are correct and you're wearing the correct clothes. Even having a hot shower before you go to bed can be helpful to increase the chances of you getting a good night's sleep. And hydration, of course, is also important. And drinking, in Ayurveda, we recommend drinking room temperature water and avoiding ice water, which inhibits digestion. By doing so, you'll be able to enhance your digestion and by doing so, nourish your body better and help with the elimination of toxins from the body if your digestion is working optimally. Also, Ayurveda emphasizes the importance of emotional and mental health. So the stress-relieving practices like mindfulness meditation, a meditation that focuses on specific things you're trying to achieve. Maybe if you're looking at developing empathy, compassion, kindness in your practice or in your behaviors. So you'd pick keywords and focus on these words during your meditation. Journaling, like I mentioned before, where you can, if there's anything stirring around in your mind before you go to bed, you can jot them down on a piece of paper, which gives you the opportunity to have a break from while you sleep overnight and you can process other things. And spending time in nature is also a helpful way to maintain your emotional balance. It's rarely that you have a walk in nature and you come back feeling worse. So it seems obvious to recommend these things, but it's worth repeating the importance of them to maintain your best mental health and your well-being from your mind point of view. So by adopting these diet and these lifestyle practices, women can then ease their transition through menopause, balance their doshas, leading to improved physical and mental well-being so that they will be preparing themselves for later decades in a far better state. Now, lastly, there are many herbs used in Ayurveda to manage the symptoms of menopause. As I said before, Ayurveda emphasizes the use of natural plant-based herbs as part of the treatment. And these are some of the following that can help restore the hormonal imbalance that's present. They can ease the dosha-related symptoms, dosha imbalance-related symptoms. And they can promote overall well-being within the body during the menopause period. And these are some of the most effective ones. The first one, which is very common, is called ashwagandha. And ashwagandha has an effect on balancing both vata and kapha. It's known as an adaptogen, so it has an ability to reduce stress and anxiety and insomnia. And other common vata-related symptoms that occur around the menopause. It can improve energy levels and help regulate mood swings. It also has an immune-boosting effect and it works like a nervous system tonic. So it supports the nervous system, which is makes it really helpful for improving sleep and overall well-being during menopause. It's like an energizer for your nervous system, or a nervous system tonic. So it fits very nicely into your terms that you can use for menopausal symptoms. The second one that's very common is called Shatavari, S-H-A-T-A-V-A-R-I. It's derived from the root of the plant, the asparagus, and it's got an effect of balancing both vata and pitta imbalances. It's regarded as a powerful rejuvenating herb for women, almost like the female version it helps balance the hormonal fluctuations that occur during menopause. So it smooths them out. It nourishes and revitalizes the reproductive system. It has a vitality enhancing effect and has a cooling effect as well, which is very important for the pitta-related symptoms such as hot flushes. It also supports emotional balance, helps with dryness of the body, and particularly with vaginal dryness. Another herb that's used is called Brahmi, it has an effect in balancing both pitta and kapha. And as you can see now, the herbs that are used in Ayurveda have quite a wide effect on the different doshas. They're not just specific for one dosha. They can work on two or three doshas sometimes. Now, Brahmi is regarded as a herb that's very, very good for calming the mind and relieving stress. It can help with menopause-related anxiety, with mood swings, and with cognitive issues. It also enhances memory and helps with supporting mental clarity, which is something that can decline, obviously, with age. And it also works on pitta-related symptoms, such as irritability and mental fatigue. Now, when I'm listing these medications, it's important to stress that you really do need to have a proper assessment with an Ayurvedic practitioner before you can be recommended these medications. It's so important not to try and self-analyze yourself. Even if you have a small degree of knowledge about Ayurveda, it is always helpful to see an Ayurvedic practitioner. As an Ayurvedic practitioner myself, I would see another practitioner before prescribing medication for myself, because that would be the most sensible thing to do. It requires quite a bit of assessment and lots of expertise to be able to figure out an imbalance that's occurring within your system, but especially when it comes to choosing medication and choosing a treatment plan, having a full assessment of an Ayurvedic practitioner is the best way to proceed, and not to try and self-medicate, which is often very, very, could be harmful, and it could be certainly very confusing. Now, another medication that's used a lot in treating menopausal symptoms is called Gugalu, which is derived from a resin of a tree bark, and it has an effect on balancing vata and kapha. It's used as a herb for managing weight gain and improving metabolism, which especially can help with the weight gain problems of menopause, which can occur in kapha-dominant patients. It helps reduce body fat and can control cholesterol levels and can improve joint health, which is something that also can occur even in a kapha imbalance, as a detoxifying action and an anti-inflammatory action in the body. And lastly, a very common herb that's used in Ayurveda, which is called Triphala. Triphala has an effect on balancing all three doshas, vata, pitta, and kapha. Triphala is derived from the blend of three fruits, amalaki, haritaki, and bibitaki. These are tropical fruits. They're blended together and formed into a medication called Triphala, and it has an effect on supporting your digestion, and it has a detoxifying effect, as well as a rejuvenating effect, so like an energizing effect. Rejuvenation in Ayurveda is a separate branch, which is involved with aging in a healthy manner to remain as young as you possibly can in your body and your mind, And it's a specific supplement that's used regularly for this effect. It's helpful in maintaining bowel health during menopause as well, and it can help with the Vata imbalance, which can cause constipation. As I said, it has anti-aging properties in Ayurveda and helps cleanse and nourish the body at a deeper level and promote your overall vitality. So I think that's there's many other herbs as well that are used in Ayurveda for menopausal symptoms, but those are the four or five main herbs that are used. I hope the episode's been of interest. I think it's really important to look at treating menopause outside the conventional lens, because it's quite limited, the HRT approach. There's not a lot, there's not as many things available as there are in Ayurveda to treat menopausal symptoms. And I feel the Ayurvedic approach is more patient-centered, and it's far more rounded in its way of looking at all the different types of problems that a woman can have during menopause. In doing so, it allows opportunities to treat many more patients who may not be suitable for HRT. And even patients who are on HRT, if their symptoms aren't fully resolved, can look to have an Ayurvedic assessment, and many of the medications are possible to use alongside HRT.
Tune in again next week for more discussion about Ayurveda. There's always loads to discuss. You can find more information on my website, annamayurveda.com, which is annam spelled A-N-A-M hyphen A-U-R-V-E-D-A.com. Annam is the Irish word for soul. Until then, as we say in Irish, Croí Fholláin, Fad Saol. Healthy hearts, long life. Take care.
So I hope you enjoyed this show all about menopause and Ayurveda. I think it's been interesting to look at it and compare it to conventional medicine and HRT, and to see how much more there is to offer using an Ayurvedic approach to treat and manage the symptoms of the menopause.
Tune in again next week for more discussion about Ayurveda. There's always loads to discuss. You can find more information on my website, annamayurveda.com, which is annam spelled A-N-A-M hyphen A-U-R-V-E-D-A.com. Annam is the Irish word for soul. Until then, as we say in Irish, Croí Fholláin, Fad Saol. Healthy hearts, long life. Take care.